Here it is. It's Wednesday. Going to the mailbag here. Ivy here is an assistant goalie to make sure nothing gets through, to make sure I can block anything that might get, you know, trying to get by me, right?
Right.
Right. All right. There you go.
I've got your back, Steve.
I appreciate that. All right, from our home office in Morris, Michigan, the home office of the Steve Gerber Show in Morris, Michigan, comes a question from Navin R. Johnson. He sent this through. Navin has this question. Steve, in your opinion, what would it take to end the stranglehold the two major political parties have on our system of democracy? In your opinion, would there be positives to seeing alternatives to the two parties whom and who would have a legitimate possibility of being elected to national office? And I think, yes, I believe breaking the stranglehold would be great. I think that we've been beholden to just two parties for far too long. And how many times have you heard the term the lesser of two evils? I mean, how many people do you think would have looked at an alternative in 2016 as an example? Now, I believe we've done quite well with the president in charge, but you might have noticed some people don't like the guy. Mm-hmm. You might have heard.
Yeah, he offends a lot of people for sure.
Yeah, he offended a lot of people by winning,
mm-hmm.
And by shaking up the establishment, by being the disruptor. But when you look at the Democratic Socialists of America, if you can take them seriously, and you should, as far out of reach and out of the mainstream that most of their policies are, there's a group of individuals that could create a political party. They've already got, in effect, at least two members of Congress, maybe more. But if you look at AOC, she's a Democratic Socialist, mm-hmm. in the U.S. House. So most likely is Ilhan Omar and Ayanna Pressley and Rashida Tlaib. They could all certainly be members of that party. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders in the United States Senate could be a Democratic Socialist, and he should be. The only reason he's a Democrat in name only is so that he can run for president.
And even so, I mean, they... It's just, I think everyone is just going more and more and more to the left and getting more and more extreme in their views.
Those folks are, for sure.
Those folks are, sure. I mean, in terms of politicians.
Well, the Democrat politicians. I mean, they want open borders, illegals to come here anytime they want, Social Security for illegals, universal income for everybody, including illegals, reparations for something that ended seven generations or eight generations ago. Government-run health care. As you've heard, gun control bans confiscations of guns. As Joe Biden has said, abortion on demand at any time during a pregnancy. These are ideas being put forth as mainstream by Democrats, which is mind-boggling.
Well, Biden, you know, he even said in an interview the other day where he's like, I wish you guys would have called me moderate before. There's nothing about me that's moderate. There's nothing about Obama that was moderate. And it's just like, man.
He spent
his
whole life trying to claim he was a moderate, but now
it's he's trying to be more socialist and more.
Exactly. More liberal. And
more
leftist.
Liberal.
Yeah. And for political expediency, he'll say anything.
Even if he was to hold true to his being moderate, he might have more of a chance at getting the nomination.
I have said in this program for a very long time that a conservative blue dog type Democrat would do very well in America. A Democrat that would say, I defend your right to keep and bear arms. I believe in a strong military. And I believe in these social programs. If a person was a blue dog conservative Democrat, they could attract voters from all sides and win handily. But Joe Biden has decided to lurch left. Of course, I'm not 100% convinced at any given moment Joe Biden knows where the hell he is.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have all of his ducks in a row up there. Just because of the way he speaks and the way he mumbles through things, he does not speak very well. And then he makes very simple mistakes.
No, he talked about the mass shootings in Houston and Michigan.
I mean, very simple mistakes.
Yeah, Houston, which is like
If I was the person in charge of his campaign, I'd be firing him. Because how the heck do you make that kind of mistake?
You'd fire Joe Biden? I would, too.
Well, you know, and I'm saying the person in charge of the
Well, you
campaign.
Can't control him because he's got, you know, he appears to be.
Was he not?
I mean, look at him. Here's the thing. He's had plastic surgery, a lot of it. He's had hair plugs, a lot of them. The hair plugs are failing. The plastic surgery around his eyes is expiring. I mean, he just looks rough.
How much older is
tired.
He than
4 years.
Or that's it.
Three and a half,
and
4 years.
And the energy difference between Donald Trump and
not even comparable.
Joe Biden.
Well, look at this.
Unbelievable.
Bill Clinton is the same age as Donald Trump. Age exactly. And Bill Clinton looks like he got run over by a truck.
Well, you know.
When actually we all know that he fell out of Epstein's airplane and bounced down the runway with some underage girls. I mean,
well,
that's what really
happened. That might have something to do with, you know, his aging.
And with his stress level. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. I hope they don't find the books. Yeah.
No kidding.
I'd be worried about that, too, Bill.
I do want to ask you, though, when I go back to what we were talking about earlier.
Let me thank Navin R. Johnson. Thank you for the letter.
Yes. Thank you. Absolutely.
Anyhow, go ahead and ask me.
My question is to you. I think that everyone wants to have a fix after something tragic happens.
They want somebody to blame. Yes.
They want someone to blame, but they want to fix it right now. What's the answer? How do we fix it? Gun control. Or we need to, you know, have some better outlets for mental illness.
And this is why they designed the Constitution to move slowly.
But this is the thing. It's not mental illness is perhaps the cause, but I think it's deeper than that. And what do you think? Because I'm thinking that that a lot of people become so disconnected in our connected world of being on our cellular devices, on, you know, connected being online. But we're very disconnected to everyone around us.
Electronic crutch. There's no question about it. The U.S. suicide rate up 33% since 1999. That should tell you a lot. Up a full third in the last 20 years, the suicide rate in America. Well, what's happened since 1999? More and more devices, iPads, iPhones, and not just to pick on Apple products, but, you know, the devices are out there. The electronic crutch is not human interaction.
Yeah.
People are lonely today, more lonely than they've
they're
got.
They're detached.
Virtual friends and electronic friends and fake friends.
And they believe that that's the real world.
Right. Twitter friends and Facebook friends and fake electronic friends, but real people and real interaction and real human contact.
Doesn't happen as often as it should.
Not to mention God got kicked out of a lot of places, too. Yeah. So don't forget how God got kicked out of school and everywhere else. 52 after. Quick break. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.